Welcome to What the Tech, the podcast series sponsored by ProServe IT. This month, we're diving into Microsoft's AI technology, Copilot. Today's episode is all about Copilot for Microsoft 365. We'll break down what it is, how it works, and most importantly, how to get your organization ready to leverage its power. From boosting productivity to tightening security, we've got you covered. Stick around to learn how to take your business to the next level with Copilot for Microsoft 365.
Myself, very quick introduction. Name's Ben Murney, director of the Modern Workplace Practice. So my team has been heavily involved in Copilot development of offerings, Copilot piloting, no pun intended, and getting all of this stuff off the ground with both ourselves and Microsoft. I think most of us have an idea of what Copilot for M365 is. We'll just do a quick overview here and try and get into the meat of our agenda. Obviously, it's an artificial intelligence assistant, where it's a tool that's going to revolutionize the world. I think Peter touched on that pretty well in his session. It is highly secured. It is working within the governing body of your M365 tenant. The data stays within your world. It references your Microsoft Graph. It doesn't provide data back to the machine learning model to help it learn. It does keep yourself self-contained. Promises to transform how we work every day, from summarizing emails to creating Word docs, PowerPoint presentations, integrating with third-party applications, SQL databases, chatbots, which were referenced in the last session. The future is wide and varied. It's where you want to go with this. So, very quickly, I'm just going to play this introductory video from Microsoft for anyone who hasn't had a chance to really see the high-level bells and whistles of the M365 Copilot, and then we will dive into the rest of my agenda here.
Introducing Microsoft 365 Copilot, your Copilot for work. Combines the power of large language models with your data in the Microsoft Graph and the Microsoft 365 apps to turn your words into the most powerful productivity tool on the planet.
It's coming to life in the products millions of people use and rely on every day. Let's see how Copilot can use your customer notes in OneNote as well as another internal document. Copilot quickly creates a first draft. You can turn your Word document into a PowerPoint presentation that you can hone and polish. Let's jump into Copilot in Excel. You start by asking Copilot to analyze the data and give you three key trends. Within seconds, you've got what you need. Triage your inbox, highlighting the most important emails to prioritize. You can draft a reply using data from an Excel file, and Copilot will generate a reply for you.
The real magic of Copilot happens during a live meeting. You can ask Copilot to summarize what's happened so far. You can see who said what points were made. You can follow a meeting and catch up to see what you missed, even if you can't attend.
I want to show you an entirely new standalone experience. Business Chat works across all your emails, files, meetings, chats, documents, calendar, and more to turn all your data into knowledge.
Now let's imagine you're working on your business strategy. You ask Copilot to pull up quarterly projections and identify related risks. Copilot gives you key data points and
we're deeply committed to listening, learning, and adapting with speed to help create a brighter future of work for everyone with AI.
Hopefully that gave everybody a kind of a brief overview of the power of the tool within multiple different areas of your business. We've shared the link there in the chat for everyone to go back to that video and explore further some of the cool things that you can see. So we'll dive into some of the meat here on M365, what we need to be able to utilize it. And the conversation is going to have kind of two pillars. There's going to be the technical side, the what do I need to have at the forefront of my thought in terms of my security, my data? Is this working correctly? Is it enabled for everybody? Do I have the right prerequisite licensing, et cetera? Has my site been indexed? So on and so forth. And then there's going to be the other pillar, which is actually going to be around, how do I make this tool work? How do I get the best out of it? And as we go through the next few slides, there's just areas of conversation that we want to bring to your attention. Obviously, it's a very short window here that we have to do that. But to have drive further conversation within your businesses and potentially with us. So you can see on the screen here, main things that we want to take away here. In order to utilize M365 Copilot, E3 licensing, E5 licensing, business standard and business premium, there was most recently a not-for-profit pricing, but I know Microsoft internally was looking to change that and address that need in the market. I don't have the most relevant information right here, right now, but we will pass that through as we get it. And as mentioned before, January 16th, Copilot went live to the general availability with no minimum requirements for licensing seat counts. Things to do to be ready for M365. Again, on those two pillars, on the two pillars of consideration. Security, privacy, your data structure, the governance around said data, and your people and the adoption of the platform. Starting in the first area, security and privacy protection, one of the top hot topics is obviously, will everything in my environment be available to everybody that has a Copilot license? And this is probably the biggest question we get asked from our team. If I turn Copilot on, will everyone see everything? And the short answer is no. Copilot, it addresses all access concerns via your current security. So whatever you have set up for your file permissionings within SharePoint, within Teams, it's going to utilize those permissions. Now, so that's only as good as you've got it. So if your environment is a bit of a mess, you've not got the tightest controls, there's a lot of nested sharing, there's a lot of oversharing, these are considerations that you're going to want to take right out of the gate prior to releasing Copilot into your broader ecosystem. So you can see that permission levels and privacy concerns go hand in hand. So what you want to do to counter that is you want to establish well-founded permission structure. So you'll want to, let's say that you want to release Copilot to your HR team first so that you can help draft roles and responsibilities. You want to draft employment agreements or whatever it may be within that world. These are all highly confidential documents. You'll want to do a look internally. Is my security structure correct? Do we have the just enough access kind of rule set put in? Are we using purview and locking things down with labels? And we'll talk about that kind of more in the next slide. Establish what data that you want to have indexed. There are some things coming to market now that are going to be able to help you remove certain areas, certain team groups, certain SharePoint sites from your indexing. You can also do that, as mentioned, with purview labeling. Mark something as private or confidential or sensitive, and it has certain policies behind it that will remove it from sharing, from searches. So it does not come up in Copilot. In some cases, if a document is not something you would have access to, the search will return nothing. It'll just say, I can't find anything about Project Phoenix. However, if you have access to a Project Phoenix file that is encrypted, it will tell you this file is encrypted and I can't give you any information in your search about that. You better go look at it individually. So important considerations. As mentioned in the previous session, and probably all over all the marketing material that you'll have read online, the data that Copilot will use is only as good as the data that you have up in the cloud. So whether that is within SharePoint or within Teams, whether it's within Azure File Services and connected through external sources, which is the next bullet point down here, there are integrations amongst different platforms. I know Salesforce is one of them, SQL databases, all sorts of different areas that you can connect data points to have indexed and become part of your Copilot ecosystem. So figuring out which ones that you want to have related back to Peter and his roadmap is very important. You're not going to want to turn all of this on in one big shot. Secondly, after you've figured out the who's and the what's, it's looking at your structure and some of the recommendations around that. A lot of current environments, we're all guilty of having a bit of unmanaged chaos. Who has the ability to create SharePoint sites? What rules and templates are those sites using? Do they have auto archiving? Do they have data retention, versioning control? Do they have guest access and rules around that guest access? Do they have proper naming conventions? Are you tagging the data in any way with metadata? The more that we do with our data within the M365 world, the better the searches, the better the returns, the better the integration with your Copilot. Businesses are going to want to look at data sprawl, archiving old stale data. a tool is only as good as the tool itself. How we use the tool and the pieces that the tool integrates with are very important. If your business is on a five-year cycle, anything older than 5 years no longer is relevant to you, you'll want to have that data archived or removed from the searches. As you move forward, having all of those mentioned items, standard document naming conventions, metadata tagging, label policies getting enforced, using standard templates, etc., are going to keep your environment a lot cleaner, a lot tighter, and Copilot will integrate a lot easier. When you are in a Word document and you want to reference an Excel spreadsheet, for example, to bring data from that Excel spreadsheet into your Word doc, because you're creating a RFP or a presentation of some kind, you'll want that data return to be as concise as possible so that you're not referencing data that is old or stale or irrelevant. The third part there with the governance policy considerations for Teams and SharePoint, we've really touched on that. It is building out your environment in that controlled manner. There are tools out there. There are systems in place that can help you with building out those templates, ensuring that you have the proper workflows each time that you are going to go and create a new site, whether it's a project site, a client site, a departmental site, making sure that you have all the controls and rigors in place to keep that data, one, relevant, and two, to stop the sprawl. Make sure that you're not oversharing. There are ways to do that through automation and some tools that are coming into the marketplace to help businesses actually govern this world now. This is something that we've talked about for some of us 5 years, some of us 10 years, some of us even longer. And now is the time for us to actually be able to do that in small and concise ways. I think we're all realistic. Most places aren't going to be able to go and adhere to all best practices. Best practices are massive multi-million dollar projects, probably spanning multiple years to put all of these things in place. But if we prepare our environments, assess our environments, and logically launch Copilot into environments via the use case scenario, bit at a time in a controlled manner, we protect ourselves. And there'll be more conversations about AI governance, AI security as we move through the course of the day. Last but not least, it's the training and adoption. A tool is, again, only as good as the tool or the person who is using it. The tool can only do so much. If the person at the end of it is not using it to its full capability, you're not going to have a great uptake. You're not going to have people running around saying this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's unlocked 17 different levels of efficiency for me. I'm so much better at my job. My note taking is fantastic. My presentations are top notch. You'll have people who are thinking, hey, this is a great meeting note summary tool, and that's it. From a business perspective, I'm pretty sure we don't want to be spending hundreds of dollars a year on someone so that they can just take better meeting notes. We want to be able to unlock that entire tool for everybody. What does their world look like on a daily basis? Your people are hand in hand with your technology. They're the other pillar. They have to be enabled. They have to be empowered. They have to be given the ability to use this tool with all the great work you're going to do with your technology side. So adoption and training is key. Having people, we're recommending if you're turning on licensing for Copilot that you are looking at somewhere between 5 and 10 people to start, depending on the size of your business, obviously, so that you get lots of good collaboration. People are learning together. There's a buzz. You're creating a center of excellence or an AI council. You're getting champions within your business that, whether they're from marketing or HR or finance or frontline workers, whatever their realm is, they're able to use the tool and then bring that experience back to the broader group. That broader group then gets the buzz. They figure out ways that they can then further integrate with each other and utilize this tool, making the entire day, the entire environment and your work experience that much better. So how do we do that? Through user training, user programs, change adoption, change management, something that some of us are familiar with. Some of us run with our hair on fire every time we talk about change management. These are the nuts and bolts of making sure that a tool of this power, a tool of this potential magnitude is adopted really well. What are our communication plans look like? What are our training plans look like? How are we going to train HR versus our executives? What's our continuing education model look like? Will we be revisiting this every 3 months as we change and enroll new aspects into our environment so that everybody is aware? Are we just going to turn it on and let it be the Wild West? Probably not the best recommendation, but some folks will do that. you're going to need to get your internal IT team invested in training as well and adopted. Mentioned a few tools there as we went through with metadata tagging, Purview, policies, templates, SharePoint. These are all IT functions that if they're not managed as you go forward, then your data will go back to the world that it used to be, which was everyone working in silos doing what they want to do. So you have two wings there, IT and end user adoption. Very important. One point there actually that I failed to mention was best done prior to releasing this to your user base. Not all of it, obviously, but getting out some kind of user adoption plan, momentum, stakeholders via Copilot or proof of concept where you're just enabling a few folks and getting that buzz and then getting people trained before you release them to this tool really does start to negate that challenge. You want to keep at the forefront of your mind as you develop a Copilot strategy. Thank you for everyone's attention today. Hopefully you learned something new, something that opened up your mind to areas that you'll need to address as you jump on the Copilot train.
And there you have it, another episode of What the Tech. Today, we covered what is Copilot for Microsoft 365, its transformative capabilities, and the essential steps to prepare your organization for its implementation. We discussed the importance of security, data governance, and effective user adoption strategies. Don't miss our next episode where we'll introduce Copilot for Sales and explore how it can enhance your sales processes and drive business growth. Stay tuned and keep empowering your organization with AI.